Half term is fast approaching, so you're probably wondering what to do with the kids. And you're probably going to want them to get them outside because the summer is also fast approaching. So I've come to the Camp Hill Adventure Park and I'm here with Rachel. It's a beautiful sunny day here, which is going to be perfect. Let's hope the weather stays like this for the half term. Now, you had a great year last year, didn't you? Because your Woodland Kingdom Adventure Playground opened last year and that went really well, didn't it?
Yes, it went really well, yeah. I mean, it's a beautiful estate and a lovely area for the children to come and explore.
And it's set in the middle of the woods here, but the Camp Hill Estate is massive, isn't it?
Yeah, it's over 300 acres in total, so lots of areas to explore and run free, really, which I think is the appeal for many families. We also provide areas for barbecues and picnics. So, yeah, it just appeals to families, really, to come and let the kids enjoy the outdoors and the fresh air.
And the great thing is, as you drive through here, you'll be able to see some of the other activities you offer, like your quad bikes potentially, your foot golf, and some of the other things that go through, because the long driveway that brings you here to this new entrance is right through the middle of some of those activities.
It is, yeah, and I think we're fairly unique, really, in being able to offer quad biking and segways in this kind of environment. We're not on a paddock or in an arena. You're actually going through the woodland, through the estate, through meadows. It's a really lovely experience to do any of those activities here.
So when you arrive here at the new entrance, you've got a new reception area in the cabin over there, and that is where you'd book in, pay your entry fee, which is per car, which is a bit unusual, isn't it?
Yeah, we stuck with the per car way of doing things, really, because I think it appeals to people and it just offers great value for money. So this year, with the new facilities, we've got the new safari tent cafe going in, the new reception that you've mentioned, but we've moved that so it's much nearer to the Woodland Kingdom, which it was quite a long way before, and we've got new toilet facilities as well. So yeah, the per car entry price is only £10, which is, you know, family of, you've got five people in there, that's £2 a head. You can't get much better value than that, really.
You can't, no. And you're straight onto a field here where there's a couple of football goals and stuff. And if you do want to upgrade and have any of the quad biking or Segway experiences, you'd chat to the reception about that, wouldn't you?
You would do, yeah. You've got your quad biking, you've got Segways, foot golf, you've mentioned aerial extremes here as well. And there's also lots of pop-up activities that we'll be doing during weekends and summer holidays. So you could, you know, maybe for £5 or £10 do something like climb up a climbing wall or do some tree climbing, maybe have a 10-minute quad bike session.
A little taster.
So we'll be offering lots of different things all through the summer.
And the great thing is that you mentioned aerial extreme there, which is a high ropes course where if you've got older kids, so maybe you've got younger kids and older kids, the older kids will absolutely love that while the younger kids go and play in the playground.
Yeah, absolutely. I think aerial extreme you can do from 6. There are height restrictions, but yeah, there's plenty to do for all ages, really.
Over here we've got the safari tent. We'll start wandering through because we're going to go through to the playground in a second. The safari tent here, this is your new cafe, isn't it?
Yep, this is the new cafe. So we'll be offering lovely, fresh, premium, local burgers and chips, and, you know, proper chips, and salads and things. So yeah, it'll be nice.
Fantastic. So you really can make it a full day out, can't you?
Oh, you can, yeah, because there's plenty of room, as we said, to have a game of rounders or bring your frisbee and have a picnic. I mean, people do come and they spend the whole day here.
And as we're walking now, we're walking across the field, and just as we come across here, we're walking under a zip wire, aren't we?
We are, yeah. You need to be a little bit careful, but there are signs up saying that there are low-flying humans possible.
Nobody on the zip wire at this moment, so we'll be okay crossing through there. But is that the finish of the aerial extreme there?
It is. That zip wire there is the end of aerial extreme. The one that you can see in the distance there, that's a 575-foot zip wire, and that's a standalone activity where you can climb up a big 40-foot climbing wall, go across a big wobbly skywalk that's about 30 foot off the ground, and then you finish that with a big zip wire at the end.
Being a dad myself, bringing children down and kind of sitting in a park, it's like, yeah, that's lovely, but what is there for me? 575 zip wire sounds like it's for me.
Yeah, well, my 8-year-old's done it. I haven't.
Coming towards the end of the field now, down there there's a bit of a trail, which at the other end of that trail you've got a kind of area with some tall trees in it, which I believe is going to be a swing area for half term, isn't it?
It is, yeah. That's a new area this year, so we've got some beautiful, lovely, tall natural trees obviously down there, and we just thought, oh, that would be a great area for some proper tree swings. So we're going to put those in, probably things like double swings and triple swings, so the children can share or with mum and dad and have a good long swings on proper rope swings through the trees. So we just wanted to make use of that area, really, because it is so pretty.
It really is kind of proper back to basics outdoor fun, isn't it?
It is, yeah, and I think that's the kind of thing we're trying to encourage here, for people to come, do some den building, look for bugs, just sort of enjoy the outdoors and all that nature has to offer.
So we're coming now, we've just walked into the woods, and it towards the Woodland Kingdom is just appearing between the trees in front of us. And round the outside of the Woodland Kingdom, you've got a series of little playhouses, I guess, for the kids to kind of enjoy, a little bit of shelter, I guess, as well. But around those are some picnic benches and concrete blocks, I guess, which are for barbecues, aren't they?
Yeah, they're the plinths that we put up for barbecues. So we welcome people to come bring their own barbecue. They let the children play in the Woodland Kingdom in the lovely dappled sunlight, and mum and dad can sit and have a barbie and a cup of tea.
Like the perfect outdoor day out, isn't it? Because you can literally come and kind of make it your own, can't you? You can decide, you can use the Safari Tent Cafe that's over by the entrance. You can bring your own picnic, you can bring your own barbecue, and just kind of get the kids enjoying the outdoors. If you've got a small garden, you live in a town, you haven't got the opportunity to do these kind of things, what a great place to bring them.
Yeah, it is, and that's what we're trying to achieve here, really. We just want families to be able to come and enjoy what we have on the estate here, because it is such a lovely, unique area with outdoorsy things to do. And children, they really respond when you see them coming out of the cars. They're running down here and just having a great day, running around with sticks and finding leaves and all sorts of things. But yeah, they're quite creative once they get here.
I bet they are. Plenty for them to go out here. Loads of trees, lovely little canopy, as you mentioned, the dappled sunlight coming down on us here. It's very quiet at the moment because we're here on a school day.
Exactly, there are no children here today. Yeah. But yeah, it's a bit noisy. Not too noisy because the trees absorb some of it. But it's lovely to see all the children playing and enjoying it here.
And the centrepiece of the Woodland Kingdom, just as we come around here, the side of a low ropes course, so they can have a kind of lower to the ground, almost a bit like your aerial extreme high ropes course, isn't it? It's similar sort of objects, but a lot closer to the ground.
Yeah, it's designed for safety. You don't need to be roped on, but actually it appeals to lots of ages. Probably from about 3 to about 14, 15 year olds can come and have a go on this. And then you can finish either up on the fort, or there's a little climbing wall. You can go along the climbing wall and then down the slide.
Yeah. I bet there's a lot of dads going, oh, I'll show you how to do that.
Absolutely.
And the centrepiece, I think we should climb up this, Rachel. You mentioned there the fort in the middle here. So there is a huge fort, which I bet the kids absolutely love. We're just climbing up the steps now. It's built around, I guess, the centrepiece tree here as well.
Yeah, lovely tall tree, yeah. And it's a lovely big area up here as well. And the kids are high up, so they can look down and play cowboys and Indians.
Yeah, I can imagine they're all pointing at their friends and their brothers and sisters and all that sort of thing. There's another little higher bit that they can go up to there and look down on them. And of course, no fort is complete in a park like this without a slide to get down.
Absolutely. You're going to go down that as well?
I think we should finish with me going down the slide, probably. So one of the other improvements that I know you're making here, Rachel, is that there are going to be more uses of the different areas around the woods here at the Woodland Kingdom. And one of those is a new nature trail, isn't it?
Yeah, we've put a little trail in that we've carved out through the woods here so that families can follow that trail round. And we'll have activity stations so that children can do things like find different leaves or maybe do a little activity as they go around. But it's just another little element that we think would be nice for families to do while they're here. And it ends with our hollow tree, which is actually a tree that the children can get up inside and climb up. So it's lovely, yeah.
Rachel, you are opening for half term, and all of this new stuff for this season will be there ready to go for half term. As you mentioned, it's £10 per car for people to come along. So if people want to come along, maybe they want to find out a bit more about you, maybe they want to just double check where Camp Hill is, how can they do that?
Well, they can have a look on our website, that's the easiest way. So that's www.camphill.co.uk. And if you have a look at the adventure park section there, that'll have all the details of all the activities that you can do. And also you can pre-book activities online there as well.
Rachel, thank you so much for inviting me. And if you don't mind, I'm going to go down the slide. Whee!